From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. In Ivory Coast today, fighting moved into the main city of Abidjan as opposition forces continued their advance on the disputed incumbent president, Laurent Gbagbo. This follows their lightning sweep through the nation's heartland. The bloody conflict erupted 4 months ago after Gbagbo refused to accept results of a presidential election the UN said he lost. Hundreds have died, and more than a million have been uprooted. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
Ivory Coast disputed President Laurent Gbagbo is grappling with both the defection of his army chief and the latest fighting on his doorstep in Abidjan. The clashes are between his security forces and troops backing Alassane Ouattara, the UN-certified president-elect. Heavy weapons fire rang out downtown today, says Canadian journalist Marco Chone-Oved.
We're only steps from the presidential palace here, and there have been automatic gunfire and the booms of mortars that have been ringing out for the last few hours. We have tanks run by the Republican Guard, which is the most hardcore forces loyal to Laurent Gbagbo.
The U.S., the French, and the U.N. chief have intensified their calls for Gbagbo to step down. Ban Ki-moon urged Gbagbo immediately to relinquish power to Ouattara, who has been confined to a lagoon-side hotel since the disputed presidential vote, protected by U.N. peacekeepers and blockaded by Gbagbo loyalists. Ouattara spoke today.
À tous ceux qui sont encore hésitants, que vous soyez.
Ouattara urged Gbagbo's military to join his forces. Ouattara's prime minister, Guillaume Soro, predicted Gbagbo couldn't hold on much longer. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Johnny Carson, says Gbagbo is weakening.
There is a clear indication of that the military forces of Gbagbo have, in fact, started to disintegrate. We hope that he will seize this opportunity to step aside peacefully, but that opportunity is slipping away.
Carson, the UN, the International Criminal Court, and others warn if there's more violence, Gbagbo and his aides will be held accountable. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.